It's a Squisson and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're in Hoshana Rabbah. And there's so many topics to talk about. We have Hoshana Rabbah. We have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And then we have Vizos HaBracha. And each one of these topics should have its own shiur. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to come and connect everything together. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Vilna Gaon tells us in Mishlei, Lamed Aleph, Pasukov Hey, Mishlei says, Oz v'hadar levusha v'atischak le'yom acharon. Splendor for that end day. And says the Vilna Gaon, Oz, greatness, splendor, is talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Hadar, creates Hadar, is talking about Sukkis. V'atischak le'yom acharon is talking about Shmini Atzeres. And we're in the day of Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is a very interesting day. Because on the one hand, you walk into shul, and the chazan's wearing a kittel, and he's doing a long psukei dezimra, a Shabbos psukei dezimra, a yontiv psukei dezimra, and we know that it's called Yom HaDin, and we're asking ourselves, what do you mean? Just a week and a half ago, we had Yom HaDin, we had Yom Kippur. So what does this mean, it's Yom HaDin? What is this day of Hoshana Rabbah? We know it's the last day of Sukkis, but at the same time, it's Yom HaDin. And furthermore, it's amazing Medrash. The Medrash found in Eliyahu Rabbah. It says, Hoshana Rabbah is the 21st day of Tishrei. Why the 21st? So says the Medrash, Hashem says to Avraham, I'm alone. I'm the only Ribbono Shel'olam. I'm the Ribbono Shel'olam. I'm Hashem. And you're Avraham. And I made you, right? Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim. Says the Gemara in Brachos, the end of the first Perek. You're going to be Ivri, you're going to be different than the whole world. I'm Echad, and you're Echad. So what is this day of Hoshana Rabbah? Is it a day of Kapara? We just had a Yom Kippur, question one. Question two, we know in the Torah, many times it talks about the Regalim. And it talks about it five times. Mishpatim, Kisisa, Parshas Emor, Parshas Pinchas, and Parshas Re'eh. And again, there's major sections that talks about the Mo'adim, and we always talk about how there's a consistency, there's a theme of Pesach is the Erusin, is the first stage, and then getting the Torah by Shavuos, the Nisuin, and then Sukkos, living in the Sukkah, 7 days, the Sheva Brachos, beautiful, and we always talk about that. But it's amazing, because if you look in the Torah, and you look in Parshas Emor, normally it goes Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. However, if you look in Parshas Emor, Pasuk of Gimel, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor, right? Good acronym, 23, right? Some of you people are thinking about, obviously, Rechaim Kineski's house, 23 Rashbam, Rechaim Kineski's Atzal, who was the Gadol Ador, who was Nifter last year, or you could be thinking about Michael Jordan, the 23, whatever you want to think about, but 23, it says, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. And we know the Gemara tells us in Makos and Daf Beis Amud Beis, Vayidaber is Lashon Kashe. It's a strong language. Vayomer is Lashon Racha. It's soft. And right away in Parshas Emor, it's amazing because we normally have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, but in Emor, it goes right into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then it goes into Sukkos, and it's Lashon Vayidaber. And even when it's talking about Sukkos, Perichov Gimel Pasuk Lama Gimel, it says by Sukkis, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Ask the great Achronim, I don't get it. Sukkis is Ziman Simchasenu. It's the idea of, right, the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Lulav, the Simchas Beis HaShoevas, the Simcha. He talks about Simchas HaMitzvah, famous Rambam at the end. It's all about Simcha, but over here, it seems to be a Yom HaDin, and we'll call it 2B, because we know, got to connect it to Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, that there's an amazing Medrash. The Medrash is found, the Torah tells us, Perichov Tes, Posek Lamed Hey, B'yom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, V'ikratam Isha LaHashem Aseres. And Rashi brings down from the Medrash, which we all know, or if we don't, we'll know it now, that I'm giving you one last day. Kasha alei perkaschem. It's very hard for me to separate from you. And because it's so hard, again, I had a Rosh Hashanah, I had a Yom Kippur, and now I have a Sukkos. But I'm giving you that one day. And we know, we spoke about last week, that Sukkos represents the idea of Klal Yisrael, but also the 70 nations that were going down from the Karbonos. That's why on Hallel, the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud says that we have a day of Hallel, a full Hallel every day, because we have different Karbonos, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, keep on going down, do the math all the way down, down. So over here, it says one Karbon. And Rashi says, it's very hard for me. I can't separate. I love you so much. But imagine, you're taking your kid to preschool, taking him to Gan, wherever you are. And also, you're taking him in, and you know he's crying because he doesn't want to leave Mama or Papa or Tati or Abba, whoever you are. And you take him in, and the teacher obviously is going to take him in. He's going to be crying. You're like, teacher, one second. I got to sit. The teacher will be like, get out of here. What are you doing? You're making my life harder. So what is this Medjur saying? Caution, this is a famous question everyone asks. Kosha leyen predaschem. What do you mean? It's the separation is hard. Why? What does the staying make it easier? It's going to be harder the next day also. That is question two. Question three. Again, we need Vizos HaBrocha, always the end of the Torah. Again, it's Vizimchas Torah. We're finishing the Torah. We're starting Bereshis again. This year we have a whole week of Bereshis. Sometimes you got to go right into Bereshis. One of the hardest parshas of the Torah, just understand the details, right? The Mishnah says in Chagiga, to really understand the details of Bereshis is so difficult, just the creation of the days and to understand different things. But Vizos HaBrocha, Perek Lama, Gemo Pasek Aleph, Vizos HaBrocha Asher Beirach Moshe Ish Elokim, right? So the Meshech Chochmah, beautiful Meshech Chochmah. On, again, he doesn't need my Haskama, but the Meshech Chochmah, beautiful essays. And he asks, what's the Vizos? And then further, it says, Vayomer Hashem Mitzina. We're talking about the brachos that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving, just like Yaakov at the end of Parshas Vayechi is giving over to the Shvatim. And over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving to all of Klal Yisrael and all the different brachos. So, all of a sudden, the next pasuk is talking about Hashem. So which one is it? Esmesh Chachma. Moshe is giving brachos or Hashem? And furthermore, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, and this week, in this parsha, he's Nifter. Vayamat Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Baba Basra, Tesvav, Gemara Menachos, Amachlokes, if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. One opinion holds that Yoshua wrote it. How can it be? It says, Vayimat Sham Moshe, that Moshe died. So how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it? But the other opinion holds that it is Moshe that wrote it. Moshe Kosov says the Gemara Bidema. He wrote it with tears. It's very interesting because the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Bechai and Ibn Ezra, they go and they have a major debate which one makes sense. Right? Rabbeinu Bechai says that it must be Moshe. Oh, what do you mean he was Nifter? No! It was talking that he's in the future going to be Nifter. Very fascinating, Machlokas. But what is this idea about tears? Tears are so deep. What kind of tears was it? Was it happy tears? Was it sad tears? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah with tears? So again, let's just chazer over. Got to always be clear. You got a lot of topics to talk about. So let's just make sure we got it clear. First question is, what is this day of Hoshana Rabbah? The end of Sukkot. We had such an awesome Sukkot. Zman Simcha Seinu. With the Ribono Shel being in his sukkah, as we spoke about last week, the Anoni HaKavod hovering in the Ribono Shel, coming into our sukkahs, all the avos and all the different personalities, the Ushpizin. So what is this the end? What's the Hoshana Rabbah? Is it a day of Din? Is it a day of Simcha? What is it? Question two, Kosholein Predaschem. I don't get it. One more day, doesn't it make it harder? And question three, what is this machlokas where Moshe Rabbeinu, the last eight psukim, did Moshe Rabbeinu write it? Did Moshe Rabbeinu not write it? What is the yisod? So, Baruch Hashem, we had an amazing, amazing sukkis. So much to do, and it was really tremendous. And there's one idea, it intertwines a little with what we spoke about in Rosh Hashanah a couple weeks ago, seems so long ago. But we know that Rosh Hashanah has a duality to it. There's a day of Simcha and there's a day of Din. It is Judgment Day. You are being judged, and Yom Kippur is the sealing. And we know that Hoshana Rabbah is also a day of sealing. You know, in the Torah, even though someone says, how is your Yom Kippur? But in the Torah it says Yom Kippurim. So Chazal tell us Yom Kippurim is talking about Yom Kippur, obviously, and also Hoshana Rabbah. So what is it? So I once heard Rav Eitan Feiner writes, he quotes from a Rabinowitz, who wrote a beautiful Sefer Das Sofer. He says a beautiful idea. He says there's a duality. Because as we spoke about before, is that there's a Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, and now we're finalizing the Sholosh Regalim. But there's also Yemei HaDin, the Rosh Hashanah, the Elul, the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur, and now we get to the Sukkos. And it's really both. It's Simcha, the end of the Sholosh Regalim, but it's also the Yom HaDin. Now, what does that mean? Hashem says, listen, I'm going to give you Sukkos right after Yom Kippur. I'm going to give you a Sukkos. I'm going to give you so many mitzvahs. Simchas Beis HaShoeves. I'm going to give you a Sukkah. I'm going to give you the Dalin Minim. I'm going to give you so many mitzvahs. And I give you so much rachamim. I love you so much. You're my children. You're my children. And I have so much rachamim, right? If a person ever wants to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chazal tell us, think about a child. Look how much we give to our children. If you're not a parent yet, God willing, you will see. But the rachamim of a parent to a child. Imagine the parent wakes up in the middle of the night. A parent clothes them. A parent does everything for this child, right? And sometimes you don't sleep for a bunch of nights. I once heard, that's why in Eretz Yisrael, they have bars on the windows. Whatever you do, don't throw the baby out the window. It will be very bad for both of you. He's your baby. But the amount, what you do for your child, is just a tremendous thing. It's amazing. One time, an avreich, someone that was learning, went to the stipler, right? Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, one of the Gedolei Hador, who was Chaim Kanievsky's, Atzal's father. But again, tremendous, one of the Gedolim of Bnei Brak, and they went to him and they said, and Rav Chaim was the stipler was talking to this person, and they were discussing, and he said, the guy asked him, why do we have children? And the stipler asked him. So he said, the guy was trying to get religious on the Gadol Hador, which makes sense, because the Gadol Hador is very religious, very frum. He says, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah puravu. We have to keep the world going. And Avadi, he said, yeah, of course, got to keep the world going. But still, what is it? So then he said to him, a nachas. We want to have nachas from our children. So the stipler looked at him and he said, nachas? You're having children for nachas? That's not true. You're having children. You know why you're having children? Because if you want to see what the Ribbono Shel Olam does for you, how he keeps on giving and giving and giving, so too with a parent. They give and they give and they give to their child. And then the child gets older and he's like, I hate you. You give me nothing. What do you mean? I give you everything. I give you my life. I give you everything. So if you want to learn rachamim, you want to learn simcha, you want to learn on this idea, you learn it from when you're a parent, because then you understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I brought you into this world, and there's this idea of rachamim, and I give you mitzvahs, but there's also din. Din is order. Din is, this is what it is, the mitzvahs. After I've given you all the mitzvahs, did you do the mitzvahs properly? Did you do it? There's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara tells us at the end of Makos, Rav Sima Loi. Rav Sima Loi says that there are 613 mitzvahs. The only thing we don't argue about. Right. No, we argue about how do we get to those mitzvahs, Rambam, Ramban. But all three showing him how do you get to them, or mitzvahs derabbanan, they're separate mitzvahs. We could have a million shirim just on that. But 613 says the Gemara, how do I know that? Mizo Savracha. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah Gematria 611. 2. Anochi and Lo Yelecha was given from Hashem to Klal Yisrael, and then Klal Yisrael couldn't take it. Hearing from Hashem, 613 mitzvahs. That's Rav Sima, that's din. That's mitzvahs. You've got to do the commandments. Right? Obviously, after the feeling, the regesh, but at the same time, you have the regesh, the feeling, you need to do. Talk is cheap, you got to do. And who's this Rav Simloi? Rav Simloi is found in Sota. Mahu Chanan Afatachon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a burial. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed Adam and Chava after they sinned. Next week's Parsha, Bereishis, starting the Torah. He clothed them. Mahu Chanun, Afu Tachanun. Rav Simloi, the same person like we're saying now. So you know what Hoshana Rabbah is? Hoshana Rabbah is the day of Din. It's a day of judgment, but at the same time, it's a day of Sinkos. It's the end of Sukkis. And why the 21st? What does that have to do with Avraham? Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, 1 to 10, Noach, 10 to 20. So they say, oi, why is that Avraham? Because Avraham, Noach maybe before the flood and after the flood. Maybe it's different generations. But Avraham is 21st. Why? 21st generation? Because Avraham represents the idea of this idea also. The Rachamim, realizing Hashem, understanding Hashem. Right? The Rambam writes in the beginning, he went through all the different religions and he realized it's all Sheker, and then he found Hashem, he found the Torah. Avraham's Mekayim, Kol HaTorah, Kula, but also Din. He was ready to sacrifice his only son to follow the Din. That's what Hoshana Rabbah. You know, we take our rubbers, whip, right? My little five-year-old son, little Chaim, said, Dati, what is this? We're whipping. We love it. Little kids, they love action, right? So they're whipping on the floor, and he said, why are we doing it? I'm like, that's an awesome question. I don't know. Are you doing things for years? They're like, I don't know, but I'll tell you. I looked into it. Why are we taking it? Because I heard two beautiful answers. One answer is, what's the Arava? We spoke about it last week. You know, the Dalad Minim represents a different person. Right, the esrog smells nice, looks nice, oz v'hadar, beautiful. But what's the arava? It doesn't have a smell and it doesn't have a taste, right? Corona, right? It doesn't have a smell, it doesn't have a taste. That represents the pashut yid, all yidin. And that's what arava, we take the arava, everyone. I heard a different answer. Arve nachal, what's nachal, a river? We take the arve nachal, what's water? Water is simplicity. We say, Hashem, all we want is to be simple. You go to a restaurant and they want to get you because they wanted you to pay like $15 for a little Coke. But what do you say? I just want water. Plain water. Simplicity. Mayim. Ein mayim ela Torah. Hashem says, all I want, I'm giving you the Torah. And that segues into the second question, the second answer. What does it mean? Why? It's hard. Why? So Hashem says, listen, I gave you all the mitzvahs. I gave you a shofar. I gave you a mitzvah of tshuva. I gave you a Yom Kippur, a day of slicha and kapara. I gave you a day that you could be greater than the angels. And then I went and gave you right away Sukkos. And I gave you the Dalet Aminim. And I gave you the Hashanas. And I gave you everything. Now I'm giving you Simchas Torah. No mitzvahs of the day, but a mitzvah of Torah. You know, when we're dancing, when we're doing the Hoshanas with our Dalet Aminim, we're going around. What are we going around with? We're going around the Torah. On Simchas Torah, it says we're Baruch Ber, right? Baruch Ber, Berachu Shmuel, one of the Gedolei Hador, learned in every yeshiva, doesn't matter what yeshiva you're in, Berachu Shmuel, the Talmud Muvak, or Chaim Salvechik, or Baruch Ber. I remember learning, spending months just trying to understand his words, the godless Rebaruch Ber, the same as Shem Rebaruch Ber, that what's the idea? Is that on Simchas Torah, you take the Torahs, you dance with them. Because what are you dancing around? You're dancing around the Shtender. Hashem says, listen, Koshalayim Peridaskim, it's very hard, but I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you the Torah. Because there's nothing greater than the Torah. The Ramban writes, Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the name of Hashem. And Hashem says, listen, I'm looking to every single person as an individual. You know, we live in a world, I just actually saw recently an interview with Charlie Harari, amazing, right? What he's done for the Jewish world, his speeches, and he's tremendous. And he said an amazing thing. He said, you know, you look in the world and you look everyone, it's a competitive world. It's a competitive world. But at the same time, the Ribbono Shel is not looking how you are compared to that person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking within yourself, and you have to find yourself. You have to find who you are. Again, sometimes you got to, obviously the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, you got to put yourself in the right atmosphere. If you're not in the right atmosphere, the fact that you're going to succeed is going to be less likely. You got to put yourself in the right atmosphere. Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. Look at it, it's very fascinating. But at the same time, right, you're in Yom Kippur, and you're davening Hashem, no one will come over to you and be like, why are you not davening like that guy? What do you mean? That's
Or Tisha B'Av, you're on the floor crying. Why are you not crying? Like, what do you mean? I'm an individual. And when a person realizes this, that he's an individual, again, the system is that it's comparative. And we look over always, but if a person looks within himself, how can I be greater? How can I make the Torah more real? How can I do more chesed? You know, I remember one time, I was in yeshiva, I was in YU, and there was a known thing that there was a guy, he knew Shas. Okay, there's some people that know Shas, some people that learn Shas, some people, and I was a little jealous, but again, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Kin Sar from Tar B'Chachma, that if you're jealous of someone's Torah, that's why you should always make a Siyum, even if you don't know it so well, because he made a Siyum, I also can make a Siyum. This guy knew everything, and I wanted to not test him, but you know, it's amazing. The only two people that you don't get jealous of is you don't get jealous of your child, and you don't get jealous of your student. Why? It's like the same thing. Why? Because they're part of you. They're a part of you. You don't get jealous of them. So, but again, you get jealous of other people. So, I asked him a couple questions. I said, yeah, tell me the Gemara in Zvachim, Mem Gimel. Not testing him, but asking him questions. He knew it. I said, you know, Gemara Pesachim, Daf, Nunei. He knew it. I said, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Peva. He's like, there is no Peva. What are you doing? I'm like, I know. Okay. He clearly knew it. He didn't have anything under his desk. He wasn't looking in Sufaria. He knew it clear. And I said, wow, that's amazing. But then I started thinking, wow, look at this Machaya for this guy. And maybe my Dafu Gemara, that if I really toil, and really, again, only Hashem knows what's in our hearts. Only Hashem knows, and you, how much more you could push yourself. But maybe this guy, he could be, wow, tremendous. And we're not here to judge anyone. We're not here to judge. But a person needs to look within himself the greatness he could do. Taking on an extra stucca, an extra chesed, being nice to someone. You know, my wife told me an amazing thing. Whenever she sees an ambulance, she says to Helen, they're going to an ambulance for someone, something so small. There's such small things, smiling at someone, going to the register, which you spoke about, and ask the person what their name is. Right? Oh, me? I'm just doing a tremendous job because they got to do the bills and you got to pay for your groceries. Ask the person what their name is. Such small things. And this is the idea. Kosha aleim predaschem. But Hashem says, I want you to bring me into your life, the Torah. The Torah. What's this idea, Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the idea? Did he write the 8th Psukim? Did he not? This Zos HaBracha. What is this idea? And then it says Hashem, and then it says Moshe, and then Hashem, because it's Hainu Ach. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the word of Hashem. Peh El Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, the greatest leader. We'll never have anything like him. You could strive for greatness, but no one will ever be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. But he brought the Torah. He brought everything down from the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. What's the crying? So the Midrash is saying, you know, Yeshua also was crying. He's the Talmud Mufak of Moshe. He was crying. Everyone was crying. But there's different types of crying. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that there's crying of sadness when there's a loss, when a person is giving up hope and he doesn't know what to do. And there's a crying of happiness. When parents are walking their child down the chuppah, wow, simcha, they're crying. I told the story of the person, he was at the Kaisel, and he was crying his brains off. And the head of Ezer Mitzion and a very wealthy person turned to each other and they said, we'll help him, we'll help him. And they turned to him and they said, we'll do whatever you need. And he said, I'm crying because I just married off my 12th child. Happiness. And under a chuppah, you're crying of happiness at the same time, you're breaking the cup, because sadness, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So what is this bedema? So I heard from Shom Rosner, beautiful, is that it's both. Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, is nifter. He's not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. We're able to be. We have Eretz Yisrael nowadays, right? Every Dalet Amos, wow, the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. We don't have Mashiach yet. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We got a Davin. But we have Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get in. So there's an idea of the sadness that our greatest leader is nifter. But there's also the idea of the ability of the happiness that Klal Yisrael just keeps on continuing. We always keep on continuing, giving it over to Yeshua and the next generations. And how do we continue through these ideas? The Rachamim Hashem, when a person realizes, wow, look what Hashem's doing for us. We don't even know the things he's doing for us. The little hidden things also. Bringing Hashem into your life. The idea of din, doing the mitzvos. The idea of taking a Shemini Atzeres and the Simchas Torah, no mitzvahs of the day, but a mitzvah of Torah. We're dancing around the shtenders because the amelus, the toil, and this idea of bedima, the crying out of sadness, because there's so much more that we could do. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash yet, and we need to want it. And at the same time, the crying out of happiness, because we're the Amah Nivchar. We have the Rabbona Shem in our lives. Ez is Hashem. Everyone should have a chazak chazak v'nit chazek, an amazing yontif, an amazing Simchas Torah, and everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.